Let us now continue with the prayers of the church. Please rise. In our prayers this morning, in addition to the names that are printed under the sick and recovering section of our bulletin, we're also going to uplift Miss Laverne. She is just towards the end, and today our choir is going to go and sing to her a special song. We pray that God's hands would cover her in the days ahead. Also for Warren Sonow, Warren had a fall yesterday, and he's in the hospital. He's in the hospital overnight. We're going to uplift him in prayers this morning, and dear Addie as well. And Donna DeWeese, too, was in the hospital. I believe she went Thursday and is still there, but she's getting better. She had a high temperature and some sort of infection. So you can ask Janet for more information about Donna. And also Peggy Bartholomew, too, as she's here today, but we want to uplift her in prayer as well. And generally safety this next week, as many people will be traveling, and we'll have visitors into our area. Let us bow our heads. Let us pray for all people and their various needs, for the church around the world, and for those near and dear to us. Our great God laid the foundation of the world. Let us ask His guidance and protection for all who tend His good creation, tilling the soil and protecting the environment, for all who connect resources with people in need of food, clothing, and shelter, providing dignity and hope, and for all who work for peace and justice in their positions of authority. Lord, hear our prayer. God of majesty, whom saints and angels delight to worship in heaven, be with your servants who play music at peace. The music at peace brings us joy on earth, so that we may catch a glimpse of your beauty. Bring us to the fulfillment of that hope of perfection that will be ours as we stand before you face to face. Lord, hear our prayer. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. Let us ask the Holy Spirit's strength and encouragement for all who proclaim the gospel in pulpits and hospitals, on battlefields and in refugee camps, offering the salvation that the word of Christ announces. For all who put their faith into action, teaching the young, consoling the ill, comforting the grieving, and listening to the distraught, and for those near and dear to us. Lord, especially today we pray for Laverne. We thank you that you've held her in your hands for so many years and pray that she would feel your hand once again, guide her home as she ultimately will be with you. Guide her in the days ahead. Lord, also for dear Warren, that you would watch over him with the tests that are ongoing. And we miss him here at church, but know that he too is in your hands. We place him into your hands during this time. And Addie. Lord, for Peggy Bartholomew too, we pray that your extra special covering for health in the days ahead for her. We thank you for the blessing she is being with us today and the blessing she is here at peace. Lord, also for Donna DeWeese and Jim, during a time this week in which there's been some challenges, Lord, help them to see that your hand is guiding them in the direction that they go. Also for Gary and Terry and Dottie today too with some health challenges. Also on our list, Lord, Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Rosanna, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Rich, Sandy, Don, Jimmy, Joanna, Rachel, and Don. And Lord, we also include those known only to you. Lord, hear our prayer. Jesus said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Let us ask our Savior's gracious presence and protection for people of faith around the world, enduring persecution and standing with the weak, for the church in our land confronting injustice and resisting indifference wherever they are found. Lord, hear our prayer. These and any other things you would have us ask of you, gracious God, grant to us for the sake of the sufferings and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant you his everlasting peace. Amen.